Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 24. Qualities of the Ruler. 1. I pass now to the method of confirming the dynastic roots of King David, to the last strata of the earth. 2. This confirmation will first and foremost be included in that, which to this day has wrested the force of conservatism, by our learned elders of the conduct of the affairs of the world, in the directing of the education of thought of all humanity. 3. Certain members of the seed of David will prepare the kings and their heirs, selecting not by right of heritage, but by eminent capacities, inducting them into the most secret mysteries of the political, into schemes of government, but providing always that none may come to knowledge of the secrets. The object of this mode of action is that all may know that government cannot be entrusted to those who have not been inducted into the secret places of its art. 4. To these persons only will be taught the practical application of the aforenamed plans, by comparison of the experiences of many centuries, all the observations on the politico-economic moves and social sciences, in a word, all the spirit of laws, which have been unshakably established by nature herself, for the regulation of the relations of humanity. 5. Direct heirs will often be set aside from ascending the throne, if in their time of training, they exhibit frivolity, softness, and other qualities that are the ruin of authority, which render them incapable of governing, and in themselves dangerous for kingly office. 6. Only those who are unconditionally capable for firm, even if it be to cruelty, direct rule, will receive the reins of rule from our learned elders. 7. In case of falling sick with weakness of will, or other form of incapacity, kings must by law, hand over the reins of rule to new and capable hands. 8. The king's plan of action for the current moment, and all the more so for the future, will be unknown, even to those who are called his closest counselors. 9. Only the king and the three who stood sponsor for him will know what is coming. 10. In the person of the king, who with unbending will is master of himself and of humanity, all will discern, as it were, fate with its mysterious ways. None will know what the king wishes to attain by his dispositions, and therefore, none will dare to stand across an unknown path. 11. It is understood that the brain reservoir of the king must correspond in capacity to the plan of government it has to contain. It is for this reason that he will ascend the throne, not otherwise than after examination of his mind by the aforesaid learned elders. 12. That the people may know and love their king, it is indispensable for him to converse in the marketplaces with his people. This ensures the necessary clinching of the two forces, which are now divided one from another by us by the terror. 13. This terror was indispensable for us, till the time comes for both these forces separately to fall under our influence. 14. The king of the Jews must not be at the mercy of his passions, and especially of sensuality. On no side of his character must he give brute instincts power over his mind. Sensuality, worse than all else, disorganizes the capacities of the mind, and clearness of views, distracting the thoughts to the worst, and most brutal side of human activity. 15. The prop of humanity in the person of the Supreme Lord of all the world of the Holy Seed of David, must sacrifice to his people all personal inclinations. 16. Our Supreme Lord must be of an exemplary irreproachable,